In his first forecast at USDA's annual Outlook Forum, acting chief economist Robert Johansen had a mostly lower projection for agricultural prices in the coming year.
Consecutive record crop years have trimmed prices, with further price reductions expected for the 2015-16 crop year under normal growing conditions. Wheat prices are projected to fall to $5.10 a bushel. Corn prices are projected to fall to $3.50 a bushel. Soybean prices are forecast at $9 a bushel, and the all-wheat, all-rice price is forecast at $13.10 per hundredweight. Cotton prices are projected at 60 cents a pound for the 2015-16 crop year. Livestock, dairy, and poultry, we expect the total meat production will be at a record high of 95 million pounds in 2015, mostly due to record pork and broiler production. Milk production is also projected to be at record levels in 2015 at 211.5 billion pounds. At the same time, meat exports are expected to be down slightly in 2015. Similarly, dairy exports, while they've shown remarkable growth over the past 5 years and are still at high levels, they are expected to fall slightly in 2015. And as a result of increased production and falling export demand, prices for hogs, broilers, and dairy are forecast down in 2015 from record high levels in 2014.
However, Johansen says it appears most agricultural producers are in fairly good financial shape right now.
High net farm income levels over the past couple years have helped U.S. producers strengthen their financial base. Heading into the spring planting year, USDA projects that producers' debts relative to assets are at a historic low point. Net farm income is projected to fall in 2015 to $73.6 billion, the lowest since 2007, yet the debt-to-asset ratio is only expected to rise slightly to 10.9%, the third lowest since USDA began calculating that statistic in 1960.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.